You're listening to Radio Diaries. This is Joe, and I have some exciting news from the Radiotopia family. Ear Hustle is back with a new season. Hosts Nigel Poor and Earlonne Woods are bringing you unique, surprising stories from four California prisons. This season, they have some truly interesting perspectives. You'll hear from people who are so comfortable in prison that they no longer want to be free. And you'll hear from mothers of inmates about the complicated reality of having adult children in prison. The show is full of candid interviews and thought-provoking conversations, and it just keeps getting better. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts and at earhustlesq.com. This episode of Radio Diaries is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, price and coverage match limited by state law. We also have support from Indeed. Finding new hires shouldn't feel like a second job, and that's why Indeed only matches you with quality candidates that fit your job description. Indeed makes hiring more organized. You can screen, message, and schedule interviews with candidates all in one place. So try it out. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/diaries. Just go to Indeed.com/diaries right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
From PRX's Radiotopia, this is Radio Diaries. I'm Joe Richman. On today's show, Centenarians in Lockdown. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, so you know what question I have to ask is, what's your date of birth?
I was afraid you were going to do that. I was born on January 13, 1913. It's fun to watch people say, what's your date of birth, and see if they can figure out how old you are. And then after a few seconds, they look at you, and it's fun to see the surprise in some people's eyes.
That's Joe Newman. If you haven't done the math yet, he's 107. He was 5 during the flu pandemic of 1918. Today, he lives in a senior apartment complex in Sarasota, Florida. That's where I reached him over Skype this past week. Yes, he's a 107-year-old who Skypes. He also drives. In fact, Joe Newman was probably the oldest driver in America until last month when he gave up his car.
It was a 2001 Mercedes hardtop red convertible. It was fun right around the block in my red convertible. So for a few years, it was a fun life.
What did you love about driving that car?
That's a good question, because the answer is stupid, isn't it? It's that you have power. You can get behind the wheel of something and start it, and it'll take you wherever you wanted to go. But there comes the point when you have to accept the fact that a person my age should not be risking other people's life. And it's strange. You see, for myself, I thought it was okay, keep driving. But then I look at other people driving, and I say, gee, you ought to quit. And finally, I had to get the strength to tell myself that I ought to quit. That's it. Tough.
You may be sad about that, Joe, but I think lots of people are glad.
That's Joe's fiancée, Anita Sampson. They met 16 years ago, and now they live together. They had been planning a big party for Anita's 100th birthday with cake and karaoke. But because of the coronavirus, the party was canceled. They're in lockdown. We sent Joe and Anita a recorder, well sanitized, so they could interview each other on Anita's 100th birthday.
Okay, it's on. Microphone is plugged in. The light is red. All right, now I say something. I am Joe Newman, and I am with my partner, Anita, who today is 100 years old,
and we're sitting here side by side. Well, first of all, I woke up this morning and I was glad when I saw you open your eyes. And every morning we both always check to see if we're still breathing before we get out of bed.
Yes, yes.
But getting up this morning and seeing what's going on in the world, it's very sad. But we have adjusted to it, and we're really following all the rules just the way you're supposed to.
Yeah, and we're told to stay in the apartment and are not supposed to go around and mingle with the others.
And personally, I didn't think anything special was going to happen on my birthday. But then, all of a sudden, I see, about 30 people on the screen. I heard the word Zoom, and we had a party. Of course, there wasn't anybody here, but it was so real. I felt like I could hug and kiss them. That's how close they were. So now I'm all smiles and feel much happier about my birthday, even though there were a lot of bad things going on in the world. I've never seen anything like this before in my entire life. But, Joe, what was the first thing you remember about the 1918 flu?
Strangely, the way I remember it is I remember the neighborhood. In the house maybe 100 yards across the street from us was a family we knew, and one of that family was about my age, and I remember that he died because of the flu. Of course, as a kid, 5 years old, death didn't mean that much to me except that he was now missing. I also remember public health putting signs on the door of the family. The family with the disease was quarantined.
I don't remember except what my mother told me when I got older. And she said there was so much death. She was in her early 20s, and she would go out into the streets and help people that were just dropping. They were just lying there on the streets. But she never got it. How would you compare what was going on then to what is happening now?
You can't compare it because at that time, very few people had radios. Nobody had a television set. Many of them didn't even have papers. And so the only way you got information was neighbors talking to each other. As far as this coronavirus, I take a philosophical view. It's another event. It's another problem. Over 107 years, I've faced other problems. Living is a problem. You do what you need to do to handle the problem that's in front of you at this moment. And this moment, it's a virus which, unfortunately, we don't understand too much about, especially the fact that it's supposed to affect the elderly more than those younger. And, well, you have to remember, I'm a little bit older than you are. And being my age, it's hard to say this, but you have days when you would almost welcome death because you figure, you've been here long enough. So be it. What's your reaction?
Well, about 2 weeks before we were told that we had to stay in our apartments, I had gotten a cold, and I was really scared that this was happening to me. Fortunately, it was just a mild cold, but I was getting anxious because I wanted to reach 100. All of a sudden, it became very important to me. And all of a sudden, I didn't want to die.
This is new to me. You've always indicated to me that you had no fear.
The reason why I don't want to die is because I like being around you. I like being in this relationship, and I really don't want it to stop.
Well, that's the best thing I've heard in the last 2 hours.
But do you love me?
Do I love you? I think so. I think so. In spite of our age, in spite of the fact that together we're 207, you know, the years that we can look forward to, whatever they be, whether they be many or few, and even if they're just days, you know, to look forward to them and then hope for another one.
Isn't that beautiful? I think we've been reminiscing enough, and I think it's time for our nap.
All right.
Joe Newman and Anita Sampson. They interviewed each other at their apartment at the Aviva Senior Living Community in Sarasota, Florida. This story originally aired in March, and it just won an award, our favorite award, actually, from the Third Coast International Audio Festival.
Here we are. All righty.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you both doing?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
I recently gave Joe and Anita a call.
How are you doing?
We have some news we wanted to tell you.
They have some news they want to tell us.
Okay.
The story that we did together, it won an award.
You won an award.
You won an award.
I said we won an award.
We did.
It's like the Oscars for radio.
It's like the Oscars for radio.
I thought you were kidding.
It's been 9 months since Joe and Anita recorded their story. Over the summer, restrictions in their senior living complex had loosened, but COVID cases are surging in Florida, along with the rest of the country. And recently, 10 residents have tested positive. So Joe and Anita are back in lockdown.
We're lucky. We live in a place that is extremely careful. Not everybody follows the rules, but we do. Maybe even overdo it. Truthfully, I don't think that we're going to live past this business that we have.
The pandemic?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I don't think we, the two of us, are going to walk out of this place and go back to normal living. Well, I think a good part is how you accept death. Some people will not talk about it at all, though they're just so afraid to talk about it. We kibitz about it. When we say goodnight to each other, we kiss and we say, I hope to see you in the morning. So we're able to laugh about it. And I think that's helped us a lot, don't you think, Joe?
Oh, sure.
And we fight about it. I say, I'm going to die before you do, see? And we have an argument. That's what we argue about, you know, little stupid things like that. Who's going to go first? In fact, I always say that I think God just passed over me by mistake. I never should have reached 100. Joe's going to be 108 in 10 weeks. If God doesn't notice us.
Now, I think Anita said it pretty well. Not to be afraid of getting old or aging, not to be afraid of death, but to look forward to every day as to what your part is going to be in that day. Figure out what can I do so that it is a little bit better than it was when I got up this morning. I guess if I'm leaving a message, that's it.
It's important to have a reason to get up in the morning.
When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember.
Our story about Joe and Anita was produced by Nellie Gillis and myself with help from Sarah Kate Kramer. Our editors are Ben Shapiro and Deborah George. This story was part of the series Hunker Down Diaries. You can find all those stories on past episodes of the podcast. Radio Diaries is part of Radiotopia from PRX, a listener-supported network of the best story-driven podcasts on the planet. Explore all the shows at radiotopia.fm. I'm Joe Richman of Radio Diaries. Thanks for listening. Your love.
will live in my heart. Your love will live in my heart.
Radiotopia from PR.